It is getting close to Election Day for the crowded field of candidates running for the late Congressman Elijah Cummings' 7th District seat. More than a dozen Democrats pitched their platforms last night to a crowd at the Baltimore County Progressive Democrats Club. WIPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
Among the candidates, three Maryland delegates are running, the wife of the late congressman, as well as his aide, Harry Spikes, who did not attend the forum. Many of the candidates said they were inspired by Elijah Cummings, but they pointed out they had their own agendas. Jill Carter, a Maryland state senator and former state delegate, reminded the crowd that she sponsored the legislation that prompted an investigation into former Mayor Catherine Pugh last spring. If elected, Carter said, she would go after what she referred to as the cancer of all cancers, campaign finance.
As a state senator, and even when I was in the House of Delegates, I've always been funded by the people. When I go to Congress, I'm also going to be funded by the people. The whole thing is that we expect people to get elected and raise exorbitant amounts of money, and so then we're confused when they're in office and they don't represent us anymore.
Michael Higginbotham is a law professor specializing in constitutional and civil rights law at the University of Baltimore. He was also the president of the Public Justice Center. Higginbotham pointed out that this is his first time running for office, but he's had experiences with the issues facing today.
I grew up in Los Angeles. As a teenager, I used to get stopped all the time by the police, walking, jogging, riding my bike, and driving a car. And I would never be doing anything wrong. They would illegally search the car. They would illegally pat me down. And I would go home, never got arrested, and I'd go home and talk to my dad. I'd say, Dad, I got stopped again by the police. I didn't do anything wrong. It's not right.
Kwaisi Mfume, former NAACP president who also served 5 terms in Congress, said his record speaks for itself. He highlighted the 1994 assault weapons ban he helped pass.
We did get it passed in this country for 10 years because we couldn't get enough Republicans to sign on for a consensus. But we thought maybe after the end of 10 years, Congress surely would be enlightened enough to reauthorize it. And it's been 15 years and still has not been reauthorized.
Political newcomer Safir Robb says while he doesn't have a history in politics, he often thinks of the brother he lost to gun violence and the brother who's imprisoned. Those experiences and his own hard work, he said, will help shape policy in Congress.
I'm a person who was struck by the idea that if you go to school, go wherever the new opportunities that are born because you're fortunate, blessed enough, you might want to come back. I came back to Baltimore to make certain that what we have in this district gets changed, gets improved, and we fix the future. Our future is in jeopardy.
Maya Rockymore Cummings explained her strategy to expand Social Security and emphasized her work on the Hill. Other candidates mentioned their personal history. Paul Konka, a retired Navy captain, T. Dan Baker, a former Peace Corps volunteer, and state delegates Terry Hill, Talmadge Branch, and Dr. Jay Gelisi talked up their roles in moving issues through state legislation. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.